Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Go Loud!
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy from our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. Now, first off today, I want to give a big shout out to our show sponsors, Pure Water Window Cleaning. They're a long-established professional window cleaning company, and they guarantee a high-quality service throughout Dublin for residential and commercial properties. And they have offered us to offer to you a very special 20% discount if you want your windows cleaned. So all you have to do is WhatsApp them on 086-337-3399. That's 086-337-3399 if you would like to get your windows cleaned. And you can get a 20% discount just by using the code OPINIONS. So you ring the lads, 086-337-3399. Say to them, I need my windows cleaned. And they'll say, certainly. And you say, I have a code and it is OPINIONS. And they'll say, certainly, no problem. Here's a 20% discount. Couldn't be easier. 086-337-3399. Give them a call. Pure Water Window Cleaning if you need to get your windows cleaned. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, Michael has been in contact with us with an incident that happened to him on Sunday in a pub restaurant that we're not allowed to mention at the moment. I'll explain why in a second. He arrived into this particular premises yesterday with two of his mates for some carvery and drinks. He admits that the three of them were wearing tracksuits, but were all told that it wasn't appropriate clothing, and he is furious. I want you to have a listen, if you will, please, to his message. He says, you should talk about what happened to me today. Well, yesterday, as it happens, in, he names the place. I was never there before. I arrived at about 4 o'clock for some carvery and a few drinks with two other lads, and we were told that we couldn't stay because we weren't dressed right. We were wearing tracksuits. I was wearing a tracksuit and my football top, like I always do, and I've never had any problems before. We were treated like scangers. I'll never go to the Kip again. I set up a page on Facebook telling people to boycott the place. Will you share it on your page and get this place done for discrimination? Thanks, lads. And that's from a guy called Michael. So Michael and two of his mates yesterday afternoon arrived at the door of a certain premises. And the premises is in Dublin City.
Yep. I've been there myself. So have you been there yourself.
I have.
We've both there, been there. By the way, Michael was meant to talk to us today, and I was talking to him earlier on. And just a little update there. Michael got a bit pissed off with me because he wanted us to share. So he set up a, as he said in the message, he set up a petition to name and shame this particular establishment. And he wanted us to share it on our Facebook page. And I refused to do it. And he said, well, why do you refuse? And I said, well, I refuse because I agree with their policy. I think they were right to turn you away. And I'm not going to allow you to name and shame using our, we've 140,000 followers on our Facebook page. And I said to him, I'm not going to allow you to name and shame this place, which I frequent. By the way, when I frequented, I actually dressed appropriately, like he should have. And he got very pissed off and slammed down the phone on me. Well, he didn't slam down. You can't slam down
phones anymore. He hung up on you.
You can't get a mobile and go. It makes no difference. But he hung up the phone on me. And that is that. Now, I know you, I can see him. He's watching this podcast live. And Michael, I hope you understand why I wasn't going to allow you to name and shame that lovely pub stroke restaurant all over the face. Because all
you say you agree with them.
Yeah, absolutely. There's only one. I want to be very firm about this today. You know my feelings on tracksuits. You know me 25 years. Mm. When was the only time you saw me wearing a tracksuit?
When we did the mini marathon.
It was the only time.
Yeah.
And it's the only time you'll ever see me wearing a tracksuit when I did the marathon. Tracksuits should only be worn for sporting purposes. Other than that, they look skangery.
No,
if you haven't got the decency to dress up to go to an establishment for food, now I'll tell you a little story. Well, I'll tell you two stories. How many stories do you want me to tell you?
Hang on, just before you tell a story.
Yeah.
People wear tracksuits because they're comfortable.
Yeah.
They wear tracksuits because they're fashionable. Some of them are.
No, they're not.
Some of them are. And they feel comfortable. Now,
yeah.
What difference
you
does...
You know what else feels comfortable? And what I love doing when I have the house to myself on a Wednesday.
Which is?
Sitting around in my jocks. But you wouldn't go to a rest. No, I do. There's nothing more comfortable. Actually, you know what's really comfortable? Sitting around with nothing on other than your bathrobe. Very comfortable. But you wouldn't go to a restaurant and order a steak in your bathrobe, would you?
No.
Would you get married in a tracksuit?
Me personally, no.
Because you want to be comfortable on your big day, wouldn't you? So why did you go and spend 400 quid on a suit for your wedding day? Why didn't you just wear a tracksuit? Very comfortable. Walking up the aisle.
No, you're being silly. This is a Sunday afternoon.
Saying,
okay, firstly, the place itself, I wouldn't call it a posh restaurant. It's a bar that does carvery.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not a particularly posh place. It's a nice place. It is a lovely place, actually.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't call it posh. It's not a five-star restaurant. No, it's not a Michelin restaurant.
It's not the Shelburne we're talking about here. But I judge a place on the attire of its clientele. One of my favourite restaurants, not going to name the place, okay, because it's not fair to name it, but one of my favourite restaurants that you know, because I texted you when I was there the other day, I'm always annoyed by the clientele that they allow into this restaurant.
Meaning
it's
what?
It's a lovely restaurant, and I was there. What day did I text you? Was it Tuesday of last week I texted you? I was there on Tuesday with the missus, dropped the kids off to be minded and said to myself and the missus go out for something to eat. And we went to one of my favourite restaurants and you couldn't help but notice the amount of people that were wearing tracksuits. And I was like, Jesus Christ, can you not at least make yourself look a bit decent and scrub yourself up for going out for a meal? It reflects badly on a place when half the clientele look like they're running a marathon or look like they're running down the road after robbing a 42-inch screen from...
Okay, but you still go to that place.
I do, but I go to the place, but I would not bring friends. Like, I have friends coming home from America next month. And
you won't bring them to that restaurant because people wear tracksuits.
I won't bring them to that restaurant because I know they'll go, Jesus, where are you after bringing us? Because in America as well, tracksuits are street. It's street. It's in the hood. Sorry, my other observation that I wanted to make is, as I said at the offset, tracksuit should only ever be worn if you're doing sport. No other time. I got into a taxi. I got out of a taxi without paying the fare because the driver's wearing a tracksuit one day. Just going back about 2 years ago.
Really?
Yep.
A tracksuit on a taxi driver?
Got in at the rank and sat. I was in the front seat of taxis and got into the taxi. This was before COVID, actually. And got into the taxi. I remember telling you about this before. And the driver's wearing a Dublin GAA tracksuit. I don't have a problem with that if you're, you know, playing GAA. And I says, I'll go for the next taxi. Because my whole belief is that if you haven't got the decency...
No, hang on.
If you haven't
got
the decency...
Do you expect a taxi driver to wear a three-piece suit?
Not a three-piece suit, but a shirt and trousers that they should be wearing. Now, the final thing is, any time I've been in court, and there was a time when I was in court on and off every week for about a year, as you remember, when I had a court case going, and it used to anger and frustrate me when you see the amount of people turning up in front of a judge with just a tracksuit on. I'm like, could you not find a pair of trousers and a shirt? I'm not asking you to go in a Hugo Boss 500 quid suit, yeah? But for God's sake, if you're going to, hell yeah, George, what do you think of me Alessi tracks out there? Like, F off.
Okay, I want to just
annoys me. Really
go get a grip, Jeremy, and take your head out of your arse, says Martina. Martina said that.
Love to talk to you, Martina. Yeah.
And says the man with a Batman cap on his head.
Is it Batman? It's actually a Ralph Lauren cap.
The fact is you have a bloody baseball cap.
But you won't see me out eating a meal with a baseball cap on. I mean, I'm in a studio here, so what's the difference? If you can't bloody dress up For going out for a meal. He shouldn't be let into these places.
Okay, let's get straight down to business then. We have Emma.
I'll make this as short as possible because it was quite long. But basically what happened was we were going for food in Oscars in Smithfield. Me and another girl, we were wearing jeans. The other girl was wearing somewhat appropriate clothes. And apparently, just because we were wearing trainers, we weren't actually allowed in. We were about to walk away. There was a group of lads standing behind us wearing shorts, tracksuit bottoms, hoodies. There was a young fella standing there with shorts and slides on, and they just walked straight through, and we were just kind of looking at each other laughing like, what just happened? Then we were like, why aren't we allowed in? And your man proceeded to tell us that we were dressed inappropriately. We just laughed in his face, basically. I was like, what do you mean we're dressed inappropriately? But we're wearing more clothes than half the girls that are sitting inside. They refused his entry. They also told us that it's a heels only restaurant, so heels and sandals, basically no trainers allowed, which is quite amusing because not every girl wears heels or sandals like myself. I'm normally a trainer kind of girl. So and we took a little nosy around the outdoor area where like people are sitting down, and the amount of girls that were sitting there in tracksuits and leggings and trainers, and they just wouldn't let us in. So yeah, bit of a weird one, if you say the least.
Okay, would you support that policy? No runners?
That's probably going a bit far. I mean, whatever that establishment is in, you're in Smithfield, so cop on to yourselves, lads. They obviously have airs and graces about themselves because you're in Smithfield. Smithfield isn't exactly Ball's Bridge, you know what I mean? But if places have a dress code, you wouldn't believe, those of you who are younger going clubbing now, you wouldn't believe that back in the day when I first started going clubbing, there was a lot stricter rules. One of the rules when I used to go to nightclubs, you couldn't wear white socks. Remember that? You couldn't wear trainers. It had to be shoes. You couldn't wear a t-shirt. You wouldn't get into a nightclub with a t-shirt on 15 years ago. Sure, you wouldn't.
No, but when you think about it, it's so backward. It really is telling people what to wear.
Yeah, no, it's a lot more relaxed now. I mean, most girls that go to my gigs, they wear cons. They wear con runners on. So, I don't agree with the heels thing because nobody's going to notice your feet. However, tracksuits are a no-no for a restaurant. Thank you.
Okay, again, I want to stress, this particular place he's talking about, I wouldn't class it as a restaurant. It's a bar that serves food, yeah?
Yeah.
If you remember during COVID, it's one of those bars that was allowed to open because they sold 9 euro meals.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is that it's Carvery they're doing. It's not a posh restaurant. Let's take some calls in on this. Gary, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Gary?
Oh, I'm not too bad. How's yourself?
Good, thanks, Gary. Can you understand a place having a dress code during the day, by the way, on a Sunday?
Not for during the day, no. When people are going to be out with their kids or anything, especially if it's only for food, it's like they're trying to cause a class division between people, if you ask me, the government.
The government? Well, this has nothing to do with the government. What has this got to do with the government?
Let people on and try and laugh at them on the radio and give them their opinion. They're causing a class division with people. You do it as well, Adrian, I have to say.
But what are you talking about the government? What has this pub's rule got to do with the government?
It has a lot to do with the government. The government is allowing all the shit that's happening in the country. Look, take a look around you. 2 years ago, I was getting called a fucking conspiracy theorist. The whole country is at being at a standstill.
Let me do this. Okay, Gary, hang on.
Don't work for COVID.
Okay, hang
on. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, hang on a sec, Gary. First of all, when you go to a private business like a restaurant or a pub, okay?
Hang on.
But the restaurants aren't the restaurant isn't owned by Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin. Okay, Oh God Almighty!
You provoke people to get more people in on the show. This is what you love.
That's it. Thanks.
You're like two wankers.
Have you anything intelligent to say? Are you done?
Go fuck yourself.
So here's the... there you go.
Oh, my God.
Now, the only thing Gary... thing Gary did there was let himself down. He let himself down because he had a valid point to make, but had to bring everything back to government, to government. It's the government's fault. Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin couldn't give a fiddler's fuck, Gary, if you eat in a tracksuit in a restaurant. A private business has every right to make up rules on dress. Now, first, Gary's probably the type of person that'll go to a job interview in a tracksuit and then wonder why he didn't get the job. By the way, he was talking when he said wanker, he was talking about you, clearly. No, he was.
Right. Okay, this is the government's fault, basically, is what Gary is saying. We'd like to hear from you if you've actually a valid contribution to make. 085-825-2626
sorry,
is our number.
That's not fair. You had a valid contribution.
What was his valid contribution?
That you're a wanker.
This is the government's fault.
Nobody disagreeing with that.
Let me bring in Dave.
Hey lads, I'll just get in there on the he was refused entry. Look, the chances are he's probably a bleeding Liverpool fan, and Liverpool fans are scangers, so they probably should just refuse him at the door anyway. So I'd say that's probably why he refused.
I don't think that's the reason. No, he did say he was wearing his football jersey. He didn't say what football jersey he was wearing. He just said he was wearing his team's jersey. Now, you might be right to assume that it was a Liverpool jersey or an Everton jersey, but he didn't confirm what jersey it was that he was wearing. Who's on line one?
Neil.
Neil, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Neil.
How are we? Happy Monday. We made it to another one.
We certainly did. Now, what did you want to say on this? Do you support a place having a policy like that?
Every place has some sort of policy, whether it's where you go to work or whether it's the local restaurant down the main street here. Look, they reserve the right. You know, I can't show up to work with shorts and a T-shirt on. They won't let me in the door. So, you know, should they change their rules now to allow me to wear whatever I want? You know,
I know,
it
but
could
it,
anywhere.
It just seems a little bit backward or old fashioned to be dictating to people what they wear or what they don't wear.
Oh, 100%. You know what I mean? We're obviously not talking about people in their own lives, in their own houses or whatever. But it's when you go to a restaurant or you go to a place of work, you know, imagine that restaurant in town with someone sitting at the front window with a hoodie, tracksuit, tank top, shorts, whatever it is, and other customers are walking past. They may not go in there. They may choose another restaurant, which has an effect on the business. So,
okay, but as I said, this isn't... I'm very familiar with this place. I wouldn't categorise it as a posh restaurant. It is a bar that serves Carvery food. And it's a lovely bar, I have to say. I've been in it many times, but I wouldn't call it a posh restaurant. It's a pub that serves food.
Okay, well, I would throw something else at you. Whenever you hear people being thrown out because of tracksuit bottoms or whatever, it's very rarely the full story as well. You know what I mean? So, like, if it is not if we're not talking a posh restaurant...
Oh, no, this guy Michael was told that that is their policy.
Well, then that's the policy. Then that's the game. He just needs to, he's free to wear whatever he wants to wear, but he's not free to get in wherever he wants to get in. It depends on the policy of the place. It's like the pubs down the road, you know? If you're wearing... there's a load of pubs down the seafront here. Some of them let you in wearing runners, some of them don't. You know what I mean? It's each to their own. No one is out to get anyone. I think we've got to remember this. Mondays are tough enough. No one is out to get this guy. This guy can go and get lunch, dinner, anywhere he wants, except where they don't let people in tracksuit bottoms. And if it's the same rule for everyone then. I can't rock up.
Okay, do you think it is reasonable then of a bar, restaurant to have a policy of no tracksuit? Do you think that's reasonable?
I'll be totally honest with you. It doesn't bother me in any way. People can wear what they want, but they can't go wherever they want. I can't go, as I said, I can't. My office doesn't have a written rule, but I can't walk in there in shorts and a hoodie because you don't do that at work.
But you made a valid point there, and it's the point I was making as well, Neil, earlier on, that if I went into a place tomorrow for... Say I wanted to bring the wife out and treat her. It was our anniversary and I got dressed up and she got dressed up and I went into a restaurant and half the clientele... Like, Adrian, would you have a problem going to a restaurant if there was a customer on another table wearing one of those wife beater vests? You know, those string vests. Would you have a problem
sitting at a table?
Sitting at a table. It's comfortable. Very comfortable.
Would I have a problem with that? Yeah, probably. Okay, right. Who is this person? Who's going to go out wearing a wife beater vest
restaurant? You and Mrs. Kennedy are dressed up to the nines for out celebrating your anniversary, and you're really splashing out, and you're bringing her for a nice fancy meal, and you arrive in, and there's your table, Mr. Kennedy, and you're sitting down, and beside you there's a fella in a pair of Alessi taxi bottoms and a wife beater top. Now, how would you feel?
You're really stretching it here, though. No. You're really stretching it. Hang on there for 1 second, Neil. Let me go to line two. And on line two, we have Karen. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Karen. Well, do you see an issue with a premises having a policy of no tracksuits, no football jerseys?
Well, like, Would the pub have been showing the match?
I don't know.
No, they don't show football.
I don't think they do, no.
Never. As in the Liverpool-Everton match?
Yeah.
No, because, well, I've been in that pub on match days before, and it's not, I don't think there's even televisions up on the wall in that place, is there?
There is. There's two televisions, but I don't think they show the football.
No, it wouldn't be a pub you would go to, or a restaurant you'd go to watch a football match.
Okay. Yeah, well, then it's maybe a little bit different. No, I don't really agree. I don't really see a problem with wearing a tracksuit bottoms and a jersey.
So he describes what he was wearing. I was wearing a tracksuit and my football top. He didn't say what team, so I don't know what the football top. It could have been a Dublin jersey. I don't know what it was, to be quite honest. The three lads were told it's our policy, no tracksuits, no football jerseys. Do you think they're right?
No, not really. I think it's a bit stupid. Like, just because they're wearing tracksuit bottoms and a football jersey doesn't mean they're going to go in and smash the place up or
no,
anything,
of course
you know?
Not, no. And in fact, Jeremy, this particular guy, Michael, is a regular listener to the show, and I know Jeremy had a bit of a falling out with him earlier on, but he's a decent bloke. He seems like a decent bloke. I wouldn't imagine he's the sort of guy to go smashing up a place. But
you're going for Carvery as well. Like, Carvery is something... I don't think they should have really rejected...
Okay, like I said, it's a nice bar. I wouldn't call it posh.
Yeah. Well, like, I went out there on Mother's Day and I was wearing a dress and I got into the car and we drove down and we were basically just there and I realised I still had my slippers on and I had no shoes with me. So I had to go into the pub in my slippers.
Ooh.
And like, sure, nothing was said to me. My family all were laughing and told the waitresses and they were laughing. Like, you know, like, and I was clearly in my slippers, you know, if they had told me to get out, like, I would have been kind of annoyed, you know.
But a lot of people would say, you know, wearing slippers to a venue is not appropriate either.
You know, I know, but I didn't mean to.
No, I understand that. But by having I mean, one of the arguments you were making earlier on, Jeremy, is that places have to have a dress code or people will arrive in their pajamas.
They will. And that's the thing. My football team were playing yesterday, Karen, in my local pub, Everton. And I wanted to go down and see the match because I don't have Sky Sports. So I went down to watch the second half of the... No, wasted bloody time. But anyway, I went down to watch the second half of the Liverpool-Everton match yesterday, yeah? Didn't wear my Everton jersey.
Would you have been allowed in if you did?
Not because I'm embarrassed to support Everton, by the way. No, but I didn't wear it because I drink in that pub, and that pub is it's a fairly well-to-do pub, and I just don't think football...
Would you have been allowed to wear it?
I don't know.
If they were showing the match.
But I wouldn't wear it. Football jerseys are not for eating
out. Well, what are they for? What are they for, then?
When you're going to either play football or you're going to support the team or whatever.
But you were going to support the team by watching them on the television.
I just don't think football jerseys... It depends.
As a matter of interest, were there others wearing a Liverpool or Everton jersey?
Yeah, there actually were, yeah.
Yeah, so did it bring the tone of the place down when they were actually there to watch the match?
I think it did.
Right, stay there for a second, Karen. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, John, you're a little bit annoyed at Jeremy. Why?
I am. How are you doing, Adrian? How are you doing?
Good, thanks, John. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I listened to him there at the opening of the show, and he's very right. I used to see his assets there jigging around town, and I remember like talking to the assets there at how many events, and it was strict talk policy, and that you'd have whether it be slacks or jeans, or, you know, it'd have to be shoes, and it'd have to be a shirt. And that's the way it was back then. But Jesus Christ, lads, they hardly dinner out with the kids, swanning around, pissing around, God knows where. I do it all the time. And I have to be honest, I've been in thousands and thousands of pubs and places there for dinner. And I've never, ever, ever, ever in my life been asked to leave because I had a tracksuit on.
So would you go out for Sunday lunch with the family wearing a tracksuit?
I wear tracksuits 90% of my time.
Okay.
Why do you run a lot of marathons or what's the story?
No. Just that's, I'm comfortable and it's great. And, you know, that's just me. I'm meant to be sports gear more than me formal wear. Formal wear is what you say there. I don't mind if it's 9 o'clock at night or 8 o'clock at night and you're going out. And, you know, that's when I think the dress code should be enforced. and you're going into a club or a pub at 8, 9 o'clock at night.
Okay, would you go to a job interview in a tracksuit?
Obviously not. No.
Why not though? Because at least you're comfortable.
Yeah, comfortable. But you know, you have to. Obviously, I know what you're getting at. It's an impression. It's this, that, you know. I listened to what you said about your fans coming over from America.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, I wouldn't want to drink with you, Jeremy, if that's the case. And I'll tell you why. Because there's a lot of people, not a lot of nice people, actually. Just because they wear the tracksuit doesn't mean that they're scum, basically. That's
okay, so hang on. This particular place that we're talking about is in the city centre, okay? And we did confirm with them that is their policy, no tracksuits at any time, basically, not just in the evenings. Would you be annoyed if you were told you can't come in here in your tracksuit?
I would be. I tell them to fuck off. That's what I do with them. You know, if someone stopped me halfway through wherever I was going, obviously it's a car, but yeah, sorry you put there, yeah, you can't be going in here. What? Tracksuit? Why? I'm getting a bit of fucking turkey. You know, like, seriously. Like,
okay, Jeremy, again.
By the way, I have to say, turkey's my favourite carvery meal as well.
It is.
Love a bit of turkey.
Again, this particular premises, I wouldn't describe as posh. It serves carvery. It's a pub that serves food.
Yeah.
You've just heard John saying he goes nearly everywhere in a tracksuit. Now, have a go at him there, Jeremy, because you were saying people like him bring down the tone of a place. That's what you said now. I'm not going to even allow you to backtrack.
No, I'm not backtracking. There's obviously certain pubs that you will be allowed in a tracksuit. And those pubs, I don't want to drink in a pub where all the clientele...
So in other words, you don't want to drink in a pub that John's going to?
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
I don't.
You
no.
don't?
No.
Because he's wearing a tracksuit.
Sorry, John. Nothing personal, by the way.
No, but here's the thing. Another thing that you forgot. Yeah. You've been into my taxi thousands of times and I was wearing a tracksuit. There's another thing that you forgot.
Ah, yeah, but I was obviously six sheets to the wind.
yeah. But there you go.
Yeah, but come
do
on.
You really,
I hear
what you really,
here, listen, John, there's nights I've been so drunk I've got a jiggy back home from Adrian Kennedy.
I noticed, but what I'm saying is, do you really care what I'm wearing if I'm getting you...
Okay, now, Jeremy, I'm going to be honest with you.
About the taxi? No, but let me qualify the taxi comment for a second. Picking up off a ranker in Dublin City Centre, no problem. But I certainly think the taxi drivers that work the ranks at a Dublin airport, I think if you're picking up tourists coming into Ireland, you should be neatly dressed. That's all I'm
not
saying.
We are neatly dressed. I have a hoodie on and a pair of bottoms on it and a pair of runners. You have to understand, Jerry, you're sitting in a car for 12, 14 hours a day. It's not really pleasant to sit there with a pair of slacks and a short on.
No, I know. And in fact, a taxi driver mate of mine texted me about 20 minutes ago saying you've obviously never had taxi driver sweaty balls. He gets sweaty balls from sitting on the rank for so long.
Okay, again, John is a guy that we've known for many years.
Salt of the earth.
Yeah. We've been talking to John ever since we were on the late night show years ago. Yeah. Yep. Decent bloke.
He is a decent bloke.
But you don't want to be in the same pub that he's in his tracksuit.
I just think, John, for your own sake, and everybody feels better when they're dressed smartly. They do.
I'm going to agree with you on that again.
You didn't get married in a pair of Adidas tracksuit bottoms, like, you know.
I'm actually not getting married. But what I'm saying to you is, and this is the point, it's only a bit of talkie. We were going out now tonight with the missus, and we were heading to such a place. It doesn't matter where I'm heading, actually, whether it's a kip or if it's a posh place. I would make an effort, of course I would, you know. But, you know, it's short in the day. You're not going to be out with kip.
Okay, so Sunday afternoon carvery, you think you should be able to wear whatever you want to wear?
We think so. You know, just for them couple of hours, lads. Like, what are we talking? Carvery hours here, too. And, well, it kicks off at 12, finishes at 6. You know, like, that's fair enough.
Okay, we'll stay there for one second. Let me bring in some more calls. Steve, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Steve?
Well, lads, how are you?
Good, thanks, Steve. John is saying he likes to wear a tracksuit. He spends 90% of his time wearing a tracksuit, and he would be disgusted if a place told him to that he couldn't come in because he was wearing his tracksuit. What do you think on this?
Tough shit. It's a private business. They can do what they want. They can come up with whatever dress code they want. You're only allowed in blue tights. That's up to them. There's no way in God's green earth that a court would ever uphold something as silly as, you know, oh, you discriminated against me because I was in a tracksuit. It's just ridiculous. Normally, a tracksuit is a great indicator of the person's class. And you have to
hang on. I've a fellow on the other line here who wears a tracksuit 90% of the time, and you're saying it's a sign of his class?
Yep.
Well, John,
You obviously don't know me, pal. You obviously don't know me.
Well, here's the thing. I would normally associate a tracksuit with somebody with your accent.
So, Jebber, hear the saying, never judge your book by its cover. Jebber, hear that?
Oh, I've heard it. Look, we make judgments all the goddamn time, so don't even go there. Every one of us are judgmental. And I can promise you that if I was walking down an alleyway somewhere in Dublin and there was a guy wearing a tracksuit with your accent coming towards me, I'm a bit dubious of that guy.
Really?
Well, absolutely. Because we're not all the same, you know.
I never said that. I wouldn't dare make a blanket statement and talk in absolutes. I wouldn't do that. But what I'm saying is it's normally a fantastic indicator of their class.
So, John, who wears a tracksuit 90% of the time, goes out for Sunday carvery on a Sunday afternoon wearing his tracksuit. Is what's wrong with this guy?
Go on up to the Hilton and say that. Go on. Go into the Hilton in your tracksuit for it. Go in your tracksuit and see what they say to you.
I was in the Hilton actually there about 4 weeks, 5 weeks ago, and we were in there. Not a bother at all. Walked in, straight in, checked in, had a great time. Not a bother. Actually, that's a funny thing that you mentioned. It was the Hilton at the Dublin Airport. Not a bother. Not a problem.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And I can promise you that the vast majority of people who are around you who are dressed nicely were looking at you going, oh, look, it's Johnny Scumbag. I mean, put a bit of effort in.
Well, what do you mean put a bit of effort in? In other words,
what people are suggesting is wearing a tracksuit is lazy, it's slobby, it shows no effort whatsoever.
But that's me.
And as I said, it's an indicator of your class. That's exactly what it is. When do you ever see Robert from Turin Euro wearing a tracksuit? You don't. It's simply because they were rare.
Hang on, Steve. Listen to what he says. He doesn't want to be that guy.
I'm not asking him to be that guy. I'm just making a comparison.
You made the point of being Robert from Turin Euro. I'm this guy that's... Here's the thing. I'll give it to you straight. I'm comfortable with myself. I don't really give a fuck what anybody thinks about me or what. Hold on for a minute. No, well, let's make a point. I'm the guy there. I'm sitting in a tracksuit right beside you and you're looking at me saying, scumbag. So be it. You won't call it to your face. That's one thing I will say.
There you go. Jump to the violence. Whoa. Hold on a second. You've got to say what you wanted to say. Jumped to violence. Therefore, again, another indicator of your class. I'll smash your bleeding head in because I'm wearing a tracksuit kettle grip, will you?
Hold on for a minute. Jamie said the same thing as you just said there just a second ago. Scumbags walking around the tracksuit. Well, the fact of the matter is...
I know, here, you don't drag me in. I didn't use the word scumbags either.
Yeah, no, but you said you're tired of the tracksuit there, and it's
John, my point, John, was when I was in and out of court every second week, I used to annoy me when I'd see the little scumbags turning up in court. Like, if you were up in court next week, would you wear a suit? Of course you would.
No, again, it's a different story. Like I said to you already, Jeremy, if I go now at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock tonight, I will go for them. Of course I will.
Okay, well, John, then let me ask you a hypothetical situation, okay? You're meeting a girl on a first date next week, yeah?
No,
wait for a second. No, and she says, let's meet at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and go and watch Liverpool play Man United in the pub and let's have a bit of carvery on our first date. Why wouldn't you wear a tracksuit then?
I wouldn't, because I tell you why it's the first date. You know, you want to make an impression, don't you?
Ah, there you go.
There you go.
No, hold on.
You said it.
No, it's not there you go. You already have your minds made up of what the crack is with the guys in the tracksuits.
That's your fault, not mine.
I've never done wrong on anybody.
That's your fault. You dress like a scoby. Expect to be treated like a scoby.
So you want me to dress like you and everybody?
Let's go back to something that you said earlier. You said that I compared you or asked you to be like Robert from Turin Euro. I didn't ask you to be like Robert. What I did was I put you side by side and said, look, this is what it is. You see one guy putting in a bit of effort. You see another guy who's being a lazy asshole thrown on the tracksuit because it's comfortable.
John, by your own admission, wearing a tracksuit isn't making much of an effort. Why don't you make an effort on a Sunday afternoon, for example?
Because I'm out mucking around with the kids, Jeremy. That's what I'm saying to you about it. If I was going out there with me and the missus only, and we were going to a nice place, I would be doing myself. Of course I would. But I'm out with the kids. I'm messing around. I'm running around. You know, I'm doing what I'm doing on a Sunday. I'm not going to change what I think just because Jeremy or this guy gets on the phone and starts making you know, oh, Robert from Town, you're makes an effort. Why don't you? Not a fucking hope with it.
Okay, stay there for one second. Let me ask you, Steve. You go into a pub and John and his family are there and they're wearing a, they're all wearing tracksuits. Are you going to walk back out again?
Absolutely. They're the type of people who just start singing in the middle of the pub, you know, Sweet Caroline and all that crap.
Oh, geez, that's Adrian. That's Adrian.
Okay, stay there, both of you, for one second, please. Stacey just sent us this message.
I don't agree with the whole dress code. Like, I agree with it, like, for night time, like, but during the daytime, like, shouldn't be a problem, you know. It could be anything. Like, anybody could be just out and about somewhere, just going, say, like, somewhere in a field or walking across somewhere by a beach or something. They could probably just be well just saying, like, oh yeah, come on, we pop over there, like, and we get a bit of dinner, like, do you know what I mean? And like, they could be just in a tracksuit, do you know what I mean? It's just the way people dress nowadays, you know. And you know, but I can understand having a dress code for night time, but not during the daytime, you know. And I don't know where Jeremy is getting off there with his tracksuits, you know what I mean? Because this is coming from a man with, like, I actually put up on Facebook, they're purple cords or something, but they were actually mustard, if I remember. They were, like, yellow or mustard, and anyways, they were, and anyways, you know, but I can just imagine the colour socks that he's probably wearing, like, me granddad's. You know, like navy with yellow polka dots or something.
I hear,
you know,
calm down there, Stacey. You know, yes, I mean, like, I do, yes.
He dresses a bit like me granddad. So
oh,
like,
Jesus.
If anything, for... it's Jeremy that needs to update his style.
First of all, Stacey, yes, I do own mustard colour trousers. But
and they're hideous.
They're €150 Benetton mustard trousers.
They're hideous.
The colour of them is a bit bright. But you can compare my pair of mustard colour trousers to an Alessi tracksuit.
Sinead, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Sinead.
Hi, Adrian.
Sinead, can you understand why a premises might have that policy? No tracksuits on a Sunday afternoon, the middle of the day.
Yeah, well, I can understand them having the rule in general. I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is we all like to think we could wear what we want to wear and we live in an ideal world and we don't. And I mean, the last caller there is sort of, not the lady, but the guy before her sort of displayed that. Those biases exist, whether they're unconscious or they're conscious. People do have, you know, a perception of you, you know, based on what you wear and how you look. And that's where obviously those rules come from. And it is up to the business itself as to what image they want to project. I'm not saying I agree with it, but I do understand where they're coming from.
Okay, so a bar that serves food, it's carvery food on a Sunday afternoon, told Michael and his two mates they couldn't come in because they were wearing tracksuits and he was wearing a football jersey. You can understand that, can you?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's great. I think any business refusing someone isn't great, especially just because of what they're wearing. But what I'm saying is I do understand the rule because people have those biases. And I suppose if you are an accountant...
Okay, so if you walked into a premises and a lot of... for a Sunday afternoon carvery and a lot of the customers in the place were wearing tracksuits, what would your impression of that place be?
It wouldn't personally bother me. Like, especially it's the middle of the day and people are just in to you know, to have their carvery or whatever. It personally wouldn't bother me. But what I'm saying is I do understand where that bias comes from. But I do think there are certain bars or restaurants out there that take rules much too far. Like, I myself was questioned at a door. I was in my mid-30s at the time. I parked around the corner of a very well-known bar on Neeson Street. I'd walked up to the door at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. I was meeting friends. And I went to walk in. I kind of nodded at the bouncer, went to walk in. And he sort of put his hand out to me and he said, where are you coming from? And I said, I'm just coming from home. And just what I was dressed in a smart shirt, a pair of trousers, and I was wearing flat sandals. And I was like, I'm coming from home. I said, I just parked around the corner. I'm just coming in to meet the girls. I wasn't even planning to drink. And at that point, he kind of ushered me to stand beside. And a couple in their mid-20s were just motioned to come in. And then he went back to me and he said again, where are you coming from? And I said, I've already told you I'm coming from home. I said, I'm literally coming in to meet the girls. And he was like, look, I don't know. And I was like, okay, look, I don't need to go in there that badly. I said, I don't know what the issue is, but I went off. I put in a complaint when I got home because I've literally never been so embarrassed.
And was it because of what you were wearing?
It was because of my sandal. So their response was, I actually think what it actually was, this particular place, I probably didn't fit the image because I was older. I'm a bigger girl. I actually think that was the real reason, that they just wanted, you know, slim, beautiful young people in there. But their excuse was that I was wearing a flat sandal. And they said, you know, with glass on the floor and stuff like that, we wouldn't want a customer to cut themselves. I was like, well, my response to that would be, I don't want to drink somewhere that, or eat somewhere that has glass all over the floor. But I was very embarrassed. I can understand people's anger with being refused like that because, like, but in my case, I was dressed what would be deemed to anybody as being very smart. You know, I had my hair done, my makeup on, and it was highly embarrassing.
That sounds embarrassing, and especially if it's for the reasons that you think it was. But let me ask you, generally, do you understand, you're saying it wouldn't bother you, but do you understand why some places will have a policy of no tracksuits?
Yeah, and like I say, I understand it. I don't agree with it, but I understand it because they obviously want to project, especially if it's in the city centre, they might have tourists that will be going there for lunch and they're hoping maybe they come back again. But if someone goes in and has that perception of someone in a tracksuit and that man just displayed, you know, he sees someone coming in a tracksuit, he assumes they have a certain accent, he makes a lot of assumptions about someone. People like that do exist, and they know if they have people in with a tracksuit, that's going to be the perception of
someone. Okay, John, let me go back to you for one second. You're fitting into a stereotype if you arrive at a premises in your tracksuit.
Well, obviously, listening to what I've been told here, it's amazing. And I've never actually thought there were so many people that felt this way, Adrian. And I am taken back by it, because like I say, this is what I've been doing for literally, I don't know how many years of my life, you know. And then and I still will go do what I do every Sunday and every, probably Saturday, you know. I'm never going to change to the fact of that, you know, I think it's stupid, to be honest, which is Asian. And people should be able to dress the way they want to dress if they want to go for the dinner with the kids. And I think it's ridiculous, actually, you know.
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please, John. I want to bring in some more comments on this. This is Keith.
Pubs have got some crazy bleeding rules in them. I think it's an outdated thing that where you have to be essential dress should be a thing in the past, right? It should be. Like, pubs have so many laws there and so many loopholes to get through. If they kick you out, they can kick you out for whatever. Kick you out for not liking the look of you. Things like that need to change.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
Now, we're talking about a pub stroke restaurant in Dublin that serves carvery on a Sunday afternoon, and yesterday afternoon, one of our listeners arrived at the door with two of his mates. They were all wearing tracksuits, and they were told no. All they wanted was carvery and a couple of pints, and they were told, no, you can't come in here. He wants to boycott the place because he thinks it's ridiculous. He wanted us to promote his boycott of the place because he thought it was so ridiculous. So we're asking you how you feel about places having a dress code like that on a Sunday. We're not talking about, you know, a Saturday night. We're talking about Sunday afternoon. Now, Morris, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Morris?
Afternoon, lads. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Morris. What do you want to say on this?
Yeah, I think, look, he should have done his research on the pub. There's nothing worse than going in somewhere with your mates already for the day and you're told, sorry, that's the policy here. If he'd have known beforehand, I've done a bit of research, he wouldn't have been disappointed. But I think on the opposite side...
Well, actually, you're saying your research. I've actually been on the website of this particular premises and it says nothing about not being able to wear a tracksuit.
Dress code.
Yeah.
Well, that's a failing on their behalf. Listen, if the guy feels strongly enough about it, and if I was feeling an issue, I was really feeling hard done by, that he's, one, he's being judged, and two, his money is not good enough, make a placard and go and picket the place on your own time. Take a day off holiday and go and with a picket outside and go, please don't pass the picket. They discriminate against people for wearing a tracksuit like I have on.
Okay, is it discrimination?
I think it is. You shouldn't be judging people by the dress for
it. This goes by, okay, Jeremy, no, I want to bring it back to the start of this conversation.
Back to the start, bring it
back. It is discrimination of people based on their clothing.
Okay,
it's not
then should I be able to give, if Sunday's a nice day, yeah? And I'm wearing a pair of really short shorts. Really short. You can nearly see my ball sack hanging out in them, okay? Should I be able to go in with my ball sack hanging out in my shorts? And
you're being ridiculous again.
No. You're saying that the dress code shouldn't be a thing. So should I be able to go into the restaurant with a pair of really short shorts on and a pair of flip-flops?
Well, Morris,
listen, if he doesn't meet the dress code, and like you said, every establishment has their own rules. Now, the fact that Jeremy goes there, will they allow him in? Maybe they might. They say, Jeremy, next time maybe put on a bit something more, not as revealing, you know, yeah. If you want to go to the extremities. But just give you 1 minute. If Paul McGrath was going to go in there and he had an Ireland tracksuit on him, do you think would they call him out an Irish legend? Would you think would they stop him going in? Maybe they would. Well,
you'd like to think Paul McGrath's still not wearing his Italia 90 tracksuit, though. I'd say it's in bits at this stage.
The point, and in fact, somebody commented something similar. If it was an international celebrity that arrived at the door.
Like Conor McGregor, that man wears tracksuits all the time, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's not going to be refused.
Yeah, but would I want to eat in the same establishment as Conor McGregor? No.
Yeah. I don't think your clothes should decide whether you eat in the premises or not.
Okay,
hang on. He has a right to get a letter off the establishment saying, show me in your company policy that you do not allow people in with
I'm going to use another example. A man that was in Dublin over the weekend, Ed Sheeran, arrives at this bar that we're talking about on Sunday afternoon before his gig in Croke Park last night in a tracksuit. Is that bar going to turn him away? Not in a million years.
No, probably not.
No.
Wouldn't be worth the bad publicity.
No. And if he turned up in a Dublin GAA tracksuit and jersey, would they turn him away? No, they wouldn't.
No.
Because it'd be bad publicity. So I think maybe your man should go in and sit down. But like asking people to boycott the place, like you shouldn't be costing people their jobs because they have an opportunity.
Oh, exactly.
Like somebody else, there was 4 people left that premises with probably £100 each to spend. So their policy cost them £400 for meals and drinks for the whole day.
Yeah, absolutely.
But well, there you go.
It's gas. Yeah. Thanks, Morris. My upbringing, Adrian, was always in our house. I don't know if it was like this in your house. And we'll ask Nolan in a second, was it like this in her house? The policy, well, it wasn't really a policy in our house growing up, but Sundays was always your Sunday best. That's where that expression came
from. Yeah, absolutely.
Wear your Sunday best. And we were never, not that we weren't less, but we were always told to put on our nice clothes on a Sunday. My father was always dressed in a suit and a tie, and he'd be only going to mass. But he'd be wearing a suit and a tie. Because that was
the. We've moved on.
Oh, we've moved on. Okay.
We've moved on.
So it's wife beater vests and flip flops.
No, nobody said that. Let's bring in Cian.
Lads, it's happened to me before where I'm out. Don't plan on going out for a grub at all. And anyway, the day goes on longer than you expect to, and you end up going out for a bite to eat. So you've no intentions of wearing good clothes because you weren't going out to eat in the first place, but then you end up going out and you get hit with that. I agree that some places, like, you're not gonna go to Sheridan's on the Green like wearing Jeremy's Everton jersey, but like going to a gastro pub, like going in and sitting down as well on a Sunday, like a lot of people work Monday to Friday and then they like to chill out on the weekend. I'm not going to put on a suit then on a Sunday to go out for a carvery, like.
It's Shanahan's on the Green, by the way, Cian.
Not Sheridan's.
I was in it once.
Were you?
Let's bring in.
No, let me ask you about Shanahan's. Shanahan's is a very expensive restaurant on Stephen's Green where you pay through the nose for a bit of steak. And I've never been there myself. I couldn't afford it. But you've been there.
I have been there. And you certainly wouldn't arrive in a tracksuit.
Why wouldn't you?
It's too posh.
But you would in Captain America's, is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying, actually. We'll bring in one last call, and that's you, Nolene. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Nolene. Well, do you understand why a gastro pub serving carvery on a Sunday afternoon might refuse 3 lads because they're wearing tracksuits?
No, because, as I said in the comments, some people have weight issues and they can't get trousers to fit them or they can't get jeans to fit them. And they might feel more comfortable in a tracksuit. Like, to a certain extent, not like just wearing an ordinary tracksuit in doesn't make you any less of a person than someone that's wearing a three-piece suit.
Of course she's right. Yeah, but no, would you be happy with one of your wedding guests wearing a tracksuit then? Because they were overweight.
Yeah, wouldn't care.
Really?
100%.
Oh, there'd be nobody getting in my wedding photographs if they were wearing a trackie.
I wouldn't care.
Okay,
I gave my husband the option of changing out of his wedding suit into a tracksuit and t-shirt, and he didn't want it. But he could have if he wanted.
He could have, right. Okay, these lads...
I didn't invite a three-piece suit. I invited someone to a wedding.
Okay, these lads on Sunday afternoon, I don't know them. I don't know what they look like, but I doubt that they were wearing tracksuits because they were overweight. I don't think that's their issue. They were just wearing tracksuits, like John. He wears a tracksuit all the time.
But does that mean that somebody that's wearing a tracksuit, their money isn't as good as someone that's wearing a dessert?
Well, no, apparently, according to what I've been hearing, it's giving off the wrong image of the company. That's really of the premises. Jeremy has already said he would walk out of a place if half the customers were wearing tracksuits.
But... a person going in to get something to eat isn't going to... I don't understand why they were refused.
Because they were wearing tracksuits and a soccer jersey. That's why they were refused.
But some places refuse for soccer jerseys got to do with rivalry clubs and stuff like that. But I've never... like, I'm in Mullingar and I've never heard of anyone being refused into
anywhere
for dinner with
a
tracksuit on them.
Well, it is definitely a policy, I have to say. All right, Nolan, thanks very much indeed. Robbie has a question.
Okay, remove the dress code and let's say it only applies from 9 o'clock. So you have your man in here in there at 5 o'clock, has a few points, watching the match, and he did he kick him out at 9 o'clock because he's no longer dressed appropriately? Good luck with that.
All right. So, in other words, what he's saying is, if you're going to have that policy, it has to be all day. It can't be just in the evening.
Yeah, of course.
Debbie.
Hey guys, I think it's nice to make an effort when you dress, and I like it when people are well dressed. Although regularly I like to just go about my daily routines or whatever in gym gear when I can, but not a tracksuit, like something stylish. But yeah, I think it goes down to how much you value yourself. But I also, you know, it's not a big deal if someone wears a tracksuit, but I just think it's nice when people dress well.
All right. Yes. Thanks very much indeed, Debbie. This is Dave.
Lads, if this fella feels so hard done by because he wasn't allowed into a pub with a tracksuit and a jersey on, that he feels the need to boycott or hold a protest against it. Do you know what, man? Congratulations. You have literally fuck all else to be worrying about in your life. If he won't let you in, find somewhere else. It's such a fucking non-issue, like. Jesus, the sense of entitlement is fucking staggering.
Yeah, well, Dave, just, and I agree with you 100%, David, I'm after looking at your man's Facebook page just now, and there, Adrian, you can see...
And he's wearing a tracksuit.
No, his profile picture on Facebook, this is the fellow that contacted us, Michael, originally. His profile picture is he's wearing a tracksuit in the profile picture. I don't know, what's he standing at? Where is that?
It's outside the pub.
Oh, is that the pub?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't realize it's the pub. But his boycott the pub place already has 300 likes on Facebook.
Yeah, all right.
Is anybody really going to boycott a place, though, because it stopped Mr. Tracksuit?
We'll squeeze in one final message from Bill.
How many pubs are there in Dublin, guys?
Thousands.
You know what I mean?
Loads.
And agents been to all of
the
them.
Other types of bars and stuff like that. Go somewhere else. The fact is, some of these publicans have to do it. They're in certain areas where the dress code enforce it keeps a group of people out that is good for their custom. You know what I mean? They're regular people. They're people that, you know, want to have a pint there, are not getting bothered by, you know, the dregs of society and their tracksuits. You know what I mean? Every time there's a problem, you can always pick it out. It's the same tracksuit wearing bunch. And grown men anyways, come on. You shouldn't even be wearing a tracksuit.
Right.
There you go. Like, as you know, I'm wearing one today. I wear one the odd time, just if I'm too lazy to fix my hair in the morning. I like wearing a baseball cap. I find them comfortable.
Yeah, but you look ridiculous.
Okay, that's not where I was going with this. I wear a baseball cap sometimes because they're comfortable, and if the sun is shiny as well, it's just comfortable to wear. But I wouldn't dream, if we decided to go down and have a meal underneath us now in the White Sands Hotel, which is a lovely plush hotel, I wouldn't wear this hat in the bar while I'm having something to eat.
So, does that mean you don't give a shit about what you look like at work?
That's exactly what it means. That's exactly what it means.
Thank you very much, all of you, for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow, and you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. Thanks very much indeed for listening.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.